gosh, today is a beautiful day, and so are you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report Podcast. Let's get this show on the road. There's something about you, Jada. Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to the Viral Report. I'm Lamar. All right, yes, there is something strange about a married woman who won't stop obsessing over a deceased man who died 25 years ago. All right, now, Jada Pinkett Smith, aka the Entanglement Queen.
I think you need to say clearly what happened.
As far as what?
You and I decided we were going to take our space, and what happened?
Yeah, and then I got into an entanglement with August. That's what I said.
An entanglement?
Yes.
A relationship?
Yes, it was a relationship, absolutely.
Now see, Jada Pinkett Smith just won't stop nationally embarrassing her husband. And Will Smith has to be annoyed at how his wife is out here every year randomly reminiscing over 90s rapper Tupac Shakur. Now granted, June 16th was Tupac's birthday. He was born in 1971, but Jada just somehow always seems to find a random poem that Tupac allegedly wrote her 20 plus years ago. If you haven't seen the viral clip, I want you all to go ahead and take a look at Jada, about to almost cry at the end reading this poem that Tupac wrote her.
Today is Pac's birthday. He would have been 50 this year. And of course, you know, I went down memory lane. Over the years, Pac wrote me many letters and many poems, and I don't think this one has ever been published, honestly. He had a song called Lost Souls on the gang-related soundtrack, but I believe this was the original concept because he wrote this, I believe, when he was at Rikers. And I was like, I don't think he would have minded that I share this with you guys. Some say nothing gold can last forever. And to believe this, I need no proof. I have witnessed all that was pure in me and be changed by the evil men can do. The innocence possessed by children once lived inside my soul, but surviving years with criminal peers has turned my warm heart to cold. I used to dream and fantasize, but now I'm scared to sleep, petrified not to live or die, but to awaken and still be me. It is true that nothing gold can last. We will all one day see death. When the purest hearts are torn apart, lost souls are all that's left. Down on my knees, I beg of God to save me from this fate. Let me live to see what was gold in me before it's all too late. Pac.
That shit is crazy. I really don't like that guy.
Okay, so y'all just seen that poem that Jada Pinkett was reading that allegedly Tupac wrote her. What's next? Is she gonna just come out with letters that she's written to Pac? I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe go a little something like this.
On this glorious day, I cross my legs tight as I think of how Pac would scoop me up in his masculine thug arms as he preached the ghetto gospel. I wore short hair back then to ensure all eyes were on me. The world never knew Brenda's Got a Baby was about me. My dear friend has been gone for 25 years and I miss him dearly. Pac, you left me too soon, but I ain't mad at you. You're ride or die, Jada.
Now I'm sure that's the next letter that she's gonna come out releasing to the internet, you know, next year, 2022, on Pac's birthday. Now, I just know she cried after reading that letter. I mean, this is crazy behavior because she's either reading these damn intimate love letters or she's having her daughter Willow write a dead man letters pleading for Tupac to return to make her mom and her happy because Will Smith just ain't doing a good enough job. Little does Willow know, Tupac has been spiritually visiting her mom often and pulling out her damn hair. It's the real reason that Jada was wearing those damn Nick Cannon turbans, you know, a few years ago. So much so, she's out here lying to us, telling us that she was naturally losing her hair.
Thank you.
get?
Oh, oh, you want this?
Yeah, who's it? Who's it?
Daddy, you kick it like you own it.
You run, run.
Yeah.
Come
here. Bring it on. Kiki's my middle name, bitch.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm not sure why y'all continue to do this show. It is just a mess. Can't nobody tell me Jada Pinkett Shakur doesn't have a vibrator that buzzes to the beat of Tupac's songs, and after she's done thinging and vibrating that thing, it reads aloud poems from her true love. See, Tupac was a real mama's boy, so I know when they slept together and after they were done, he was the only man willing to have a real deep, powerful conversation with her. See, people don't know the power of pillow talk. Oh. People don't know. See, that is the real reason she's always getting so emotional and starts crying these ex-wife-like tears when she's talking about Tupac. It's because those deep pillow talk conversations, they hit different.
I went to school for the arts. It was the first day, and he came over to me and introduced himself. And in high school, Paco was a little funny looking. Definitely, from looking at him, wasn't necessarily like the type of cat that I would even like deal with, you know. But as soon as he approached me, he was like a magnet. It was like once you paid attention to him, he kind of sucked you in. And we hit it off. From that moment on, he would tell me all the time, Jada, you're gonna be a star. You know what I mean? I'm like, Pac, come on. He's like, you're gonna be a star. You got it. You just got it. I don't think either one of us really thought that we would have made it in the way that we did. But we knew we were gonna do something. He was one of my best friends. He was like a brother, and sorry. He was it was beyond friendship for us. As far as just, it's really difficult to explain because the type of relationship we had, you only get that once in a lifetime. So he was like a brother, father figure to me. Very protective, and we took really good care of each other. We took really good care of each other, the best that we could. But we gave each other a lot.
Look, now, Pac literally has an entire mansion inside Jada's head. Meanwhile, Will Smith, the husband, pays millions to live inside her head while residing in a damn miniature loft with an air fryer in a corner. See, the real question no one ever asks is, what is it truly like inside Jada Pinkett Shakur's mind? Well, let's take a field trip to the Matrix to discover what delusions constantly loops inside her mind.
Something we all adore. It's the one thing worth dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame. Something we all adore. The one thing we dying for. Nothing but pain, stuck in this game, searching for fortune and fame.
Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just jumping to conclusions. Maybe I'm delusional. But what I know is not a delusion is Jada out here confusing the hell out of her children. Alright? Willow is the prime example of confusion. She doesn't know if she's gay or straight. She doesn't know if Tupac Shakur or Will Smith is her father. All she knows is that both of these dudes' last names start with an S. Alright? Make it make sense. Now, Jaden. He wants to be tough and soft, kind of like Tupac, because Tupac was a mama's boy. Okay, we attribute that into society as being soft. But what he did not want to be is a Fresh Prince, because his mama told him, don't be a lame ass Fresh Prince. Okay, and see, this deep love and affection that Jada has always had for Tupac has always frustrated poor Will Smith.
I've been jealous of the love Jada had for Tupac.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I thought you were gonna say no.
Oh my God, that dude, let me, like, and you know, and that was in the early days.
Yeah.
That was in the early days, and it was like, that was a big regret for me too, because I could never open up to interact with Pac. Mm-hmm. You know, and because we had a little bit of a thing, right? Because, you know, they grew up together and, you know, they loved each other, but they never had that, you know, they never had a sexual relationship. Yeah. But they had come into that age where now that was a possibility, and then Jada was with me, you know. So, you know, Pac had a little thing on that, but she just loved him. Like, he was the image of perfection, but she was with the Fresh Prince, you know. So it was like, I never could, like, even we were in a room together a couple times, I couldn't speak to him.
My boy, know? Will Smith, always out here looking like a sucker. Must be the light skin effect. Anyway, at this point, I'm surprised Will continues to go along with this so-called marriage. And I know they redefined their marriage in different words and terms. At this point, they've got so much invested in this union, it'll be too costly to split. Plus, Jada knows that if a divorce ever comes down the pipeline, she couldn't get another Will Smith. Let's just be honest. All she'll ever get is another August Alsina. Basically, a musician, because that's her love, DNA. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.